Do you remember the first conversation ever? Of course not. But I'm sure you remember your last great conversation. Let's start there. Think about your last great conversation. Was it memorable? Brief? Or does thinking about the great conversation you had put you right back in the moment where it happened? Can you visualize the place? The face of the person or persons you were talking to? The people passing by or the fragrance in the air? Do you remember the flow of the conversation? What was the circumstance around the conversation? Did you know the person prior? Did you experience the feelings that passed by or overwhelmed you as you spoke? Did the conversation feel like an eternity, or you felt alive and present in the moment? Do you know exactly why it was a great conversation? Did it solve a problem, or you felt heard or seen? Did you have expectations going into the conversation? Do you even know how the conversation started or why? Nevertheless, a great conversation is an art and science. Have you experienced it? Welcome. This is Minding AI Ethics Podcast, a conversation starter on ethical and human factors. I am Renise from MindingAIEthics.com. Now back to the episode. The car was making a strange noise, and I searched for a few minutes a day trying to find the source. After a few days of increasing embarrassment, as the noise somehow got louder and no success finding the noise, I decided I needed to see a mechanic. But how does one explain the noise? What is truly funny to me that with all the technology we have, I forget to just record the sound. So then I proceed to try to explain the noise with the best sounds I can make to mimic what I heard. And no matter what part of the world you're in, an awesome mechanic will listen to you make your best noise and start processing the potential problem. They will follow up with questions on where you heard the noise, how often the noise happens, and in what circumstance. Some mechanics will even joke at how bad you are at recreating the noise they heard when they drove the car. Others will just poke fun at your performance art and dismiss that input to the problem at hand. And really, who hasn't had a humorous, weird, embarrassing, or awkward conversation before? Food for thought. Failure teaches success. That's the art of the conversation. A comfortable back and forth with play on words, concepts, literary devices, and so much more. The art is where your mind is focused and present on the experience, not on what to say next, but the space between your next breath and what you heard the other person say to you. Within the moment, you can locate and feel your positive emotions or neurochemical concoctions, even when the topic discussed isn't pleasant or having a difficult discussion. A paradox, really. The art of the conversation is the timing, the ability to pause before you speak, the silence you embrace instead of immediately labeling it as awkward. It can feel like a dance or a well-oiled machine, and both require moments of silence or pause. There's a hum or buzz to a conversation, a space to ask questions and listen for an opportunity to repeat. In some cultures, it sounds like melody or drum beating, and both are equally beautiful. The science of the conversation requires a starting point. For some, this is small talk. Others, icebergs or conversation starters they keep top of mind. For some, a game, joke, or riddle. These devices can introduce a person's bid to a conversation. The science of a conversation includes body language. Are you turned toward or away from the person you're talking with? Are you focused and paying attention or looking at your phone? What color are the person's eyes? You should know if you are engaged in eye contact. Yes, we're back to eye contact. Yes, science shows it is that important. This does mean you are present and ready for your neurons to engage in a conversation. The research and science about conversations from psychologists, mental health professionals, sociologists, and in medicine is bountiful. There is research about how we are being perceived in a conversation, how follow-up questions impact relationships, and the quality versus quantity of a conversation. My personal favorite body of research on conversations come from Dr. Gottman, Dr. Levison, and Dr. Gottman's collective work on marriage and couples. The work from the Love Lab is truly fascinating in relation to conversations across a relationship. The Love Lab's research was to explore how couples create and maintain friendship, intimacy, and how it relates to conflict. And that's the thing about human interactions. Inevitably, there will be conflict. A conversation, indeed a few, creates a spectrum to help diminish or strengthen a conflict. The art and science of the conversation sometimes leads to perfect timing. There are many human factors and intricacies to why a conversation is productive or unproductive, helps a conflict, or creates more conflict. Sometimes a great conversation is had when all parties involved are ready to address a topic or issue. The timing is completely aligned in personal stance and priorities of such so that all involved can informally exchange information, thoughts, and ideas. That is the art and science of a conversation. With that premise, we can really have conversations, meaningful conversations, about machine learning and artificial intelligence. And I hope this episode leads you to your next great conversation. Liked this episode? Tell someone and subscribe. Want to continue the conversation? Share this podcast and/or follow Minding AI Ethics on social media platforms. Until next time, think ethically.